Okay, we mentioned earlier, Jim, that Eckstein won the Winter Stakes yesterday, and overnight, 10 Sovereigns was dominant, winning the July Cup at Newmarket in England. Both are raced by Coolmore. We've got Coolmore Australia's boss, Tom Magnier, on the line. Tom, good morning. First, we'll talk about Eckstein. I know you've only recently bought into the mare, but she was fantastic yesterday. Chris Waller mentioned there's a race in 2 weeks' time which would still suit her before she goes to the breeding barn. Will we see Eckstein one more time on the racetrack?
Yeah, morning, guys. That would be the plan. Chris, obviously, has done a great job with her. She looked great yesterday, and they shouldn't give her a great ride. So, yeah, they're happy to go again. So, no problem from my end. We could go in 2 weeks, and then she'll go to the breeding barn then for Joseph after that,
yeah. Yeah, and there's no. I was talking to Ray earlier about why you would do that, and I guess if she's ready to go, you might as well. But if she doesn't do it, there's no problem with that either, Tom.
No, exactly. She's obviously done it. You know, she's got a great pedigree and a great race record. So, you know, it's a bonus from here on in. But we've got a great group of people there. Colin Santry from the Fine Meat of the Share, and you know, Dad's in there. So we will. Yeah, we'll probably give it one more go and then retire.
Yeah, right.
Justify, American Pharaoh, the other international stallions, are they in Australia yet, Tom?
They're in quarantine in America, and then the Irish horses are in quarantine in Ireland, and they travel down here in about 2 weeks' time. Right. It all comes around very quickly. I think we'll have our first foals on the ground in the Hunter Valley in a couple of weeks, so well, you know, the stud season is really upon us. But to have horses like Justify and American Pharaoh coming down from America, it's very exciting. But it'll be a pretty nervous time for my dad, and now having those two horses on the same train.
So, yeah,
two triple crown winners, Jim.
Yeah. Hey, this is going to sound a bit macabre, but Manchester United now don't travel their team on the one plane. Would you keep the horses on separate planes?
Yeah, you know, that's something that we obviously discussed. But I think some people might tell you you're doubling the risk of something happening to the horse then. So, listen, I guess, you know, we've been traveling horses for a long time. And sure, listen, it's something you don't obviously want to think about. But it's when obviously you're traveling horses from the Northern Hemisphere down south, it's, you effectively have your, you know, your business up in the air.
Yeah, exactly. I can only imagine the value of those two stallions. What about the performance of 10 Sovereigns? We heard the replay this morning. The horse is not in the market for the Everest. When do you start looking very closely at that, Tom, and making a decision about who's going to fill the slot for Coolmore?
Yeah, obviously the horse was very impressive last night. You know, he was a Group 1 winner over six furlongs. He did it again yesterday. He was very impressive. The ground was good to firm. We don't have to make a decision today. We've obviously got, you know, horses here like Yes, Yes, Yes with Chris Waller. So I guess we want to see how he's going. So I guess, obviously, look, we'll put 10 sovereigns into the mix now. And, you know, we don't have to make a decision today, but it's a good problem to have. You're looking at different horses, but yeah, we're not close to making a decision there. But we will put them on the radar now.
Yeah, and I guess Tom Aidan O'Brien would have learnt a fair bit last year when he brought US Navy Flag down. The weather didn't suit him, but at least with that experience of US Navy Flag running in the Everest, Aidan and the team know what to expect if they do decide to send 10 sovereigns down.
Yeah, and to be fair to Dad, and the Coolmore team, everybody, you know, around the world, this is where we want to race the horses. We want to be racing the horses in Australia. You know, to be fair, the prize money down here is exceptional. The buzz that's being created before these races, you just don't see it anywhere in the world. So really, you know, that's why we send down our Justifiers and Pharaohs down here.
Yeah.
This is really where the business is heading. And, you know, To have a chance to bring 10 sovereigns down here would be amazing. But, you know, if we can get a horse, if the horse like Yes, Yes, Yes comes back in good shape, that would be exciting too.
What about quarantine restrictions and so forth? When would you start putting 10 sovereigns through that process just in case?
Oh yeah, we'll definitely, like, Aidan would definitely be saying, right, that's his pick for the Everest, and
right,
he'll be, you know, looking at that. But obviously we have to make the decision and see how things are looking down here. So obviously we're you know, he's just, as I said, he's our sort of selection from the European point of view.
Yep.
But we have to see what happens down here. But you know, it's, the horse won well yesterday. We want to see how he pulls up, and you know, we're not in a place to make a decision yet. But as I said, he'll be considered.
Terrific. Great few hours for Coolmore yesterday, Tom, with Eckstein winning at Rose Hill. You were there to see. I think it was Colm's 50th birthday yesterday, wasn't it, I think, Tom?
Yeah, it was good. Yeah. So it made a good celebration last night.
Exactly. Well, happy birthday to Colm. And obviously 10 Sovereigns was outstanding overnight, and really interesting to see what Coolmore decide in coming weeks re the Everest. Tom, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
No problem. Thanks a million, Ray.
Thanks, Tom.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
There he is, Tom Magnier from Coolmore. Yes, yes, yes. $51 at tab for the Everest, but the favourite, Santa Ana Lane, at $5. And then Osborne Bull, $7. Pia Rada is at $8. And if we look at the slot holders, Santa Ana Lane, of course, held by Tabcorp. Arcadia Queen, the star. Classic Legend from Bonho and Carmel Size Racing. Pia Rada from Aquas Farms. Yulong Investments got Red Zell. Inglis In Her Time. To be announced, Australian Turf Club. James Harron Bloodstock. Chris Waller Racing. Coolmore. And To Be Announced for To Be Announced.
That's the Damien Fowler slot, which was forfeited. The Race in New South Wales board will meet this week. Tenders for that slot closed late on Friday afternoon. They'll make that call sometime this week as to who was won that tender to have that slot for 2019, Jim.